Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Philip Davis. He is the father of Peyton Davis, who we have mentioned has leukemia and is currently at UAB Medical Center being treated. His mother reached out, Gina. She reached out to the Mark White Show and requested prayers, and we put it out there that Peyton needs these prayers. He needs the support of the community, and man, people have responded in a big way. I know that Peyton has to feel the love that people are sharing with him right now through friends, family, people that he doesn't even know. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Phil Davis.
Hello.
As we were discussing before we started the program, there has been an outpouring of support for your son and your family. And I'm just always amazed to see how quickly people come to rally around a young man like Peyton when they know that he needs support, he needs prayers, and all the many things that a community can help to give.
Yeah, we've really been blessed with a large outpouring of folks, and it's, you know, we have a great group of Christians that we worship with on a regular basis, and then we've got connections obviously because of that, but also because we've been in the same community for 25 years, that we've got ex-classmates of his. We've got, people I've gotten people that I went to high school with, that my wife went to school with. We've got friends from, not just the Huntsville area, but we've had folks reach out to us from Tennessee, Kentucky, New Mexico, and even beyond. We're seeing, friends posted on their Facebook and things like that, and people are responding and reaching out. And we've definitely felt the blessings of a lot of people being concerned about him and praying for him on his behalf. So it's been really great for us to keep us moving forward. It's all still very new, we just found out Thursday, you know, just kind of a strange thing. We weren't expecting this. We thought it was something else, and they came back with a diagnosis of leukemia. And things have been moving very, very fast since then.
When we talk about your son, Peyton, we're talking about a 22-year-old who's a senior at Auburn University, just 10 hours away from what I understand from Gina, from his degree, has a job lined up and all these plans. And suddenly, as you said, on Thursday to find out that he has leukemia, it's taking a different direction for his life right now. He has some things ahead of him that are really remarkable for a young man at 22 years old to be almost finished with college and then this to hit. How is he holding up given the circumstances?
Well, he's a very mature young man, and it really you have to kind of understand a lot of the things he's been through. When he was in high school, he was an offensive lineman playing football, got diagnosed with a malformation in the back of his skull, and it was going to take him out of being able to play football, but, you know, he stayed with it and was able to continue to play, but then got a really serious concussion and missed 3 months of school because of that. And he just kept doing. Had to give up football, but he just kept doing. He kept working into schoolwork. He kept trying to finish because he was looking forward to something else. And then when he's gotten into college, he's really gotten hit with some, you know, some times where he didn't do as well as he wanted to do in some of his classes. And he just learned how to grind at things and just continue at it to stay tenacious. And that's the response he's had with this. Obviously, he's had some emotional moments where he's broken down a little bit. When the doctor was giving him the news Thursday morning, I was on the phone because I couldn't get into the hospital yet, and he was taking it by himself, other than I was on the phone. And I'm sure he had a pretty emotional moment about it. But other than one other moment where he had to make some decisions, and he was a little, you know, had some life-altering decisions on his own, he's really approached it with the same kind of attitude as everything else. What's next? We'll just deal with it. And that's just kind of led to a mentality that he has. He realizes that he can't change what's happened. All he can do is be concerned with what the future is and trying to do what's the best that he can do there.
Yes, exactly. With that spirit, people are jumping on board to be a part of Peyton's journey. And it's not one of those things that you can even plan. You know, last Thursday, as you said, you hear this news and everything happens so fast. This guy just started chemo treatment, and that was not even on his radar a week prior or even just a few days prior, but then finding it out, and suddenly now he's getting this huge dose of chemo, and he's having to go through this for the full week this week, correct?
Yeah, he's the treatment for the type of leukemia he has is called a 7+3 treatment, and it's two different drugs. One is administered for 7 days, 24 hours a day through an IV, and so he's hooked up to that, and it's just going to run every day. And then the other drug is administered just the first 3 days, and it actually, to administer that, they have to use a syringe. And I haven't seen it, but they tell me it's a really big syringe because it takes 15 minutes. They have to inject this kind of slowly, but it takes 15 minutes to inject this. But so he's got a full week. He'll finish up sometime late Saturday night with the chemotherapy, and then it becomes a waiting game. It's a waiting game to see how his body responds. If his blood work numbers come back up, on their own. If the bone marrow starts doing what it's supposed to be doing, you know, that's obviously the best result. And that's, you know, what we're praying for and hoping for, that, that his body will respond correctly. And if it doesn't, then we'll have other things to deal with. We're not, you know, we're not thinking much about those options right now. It's just about getting through chemo and supporting him through the, you know, through the phases. We, you know, I think people are fairly aware of, you know, chemo causes a lot of things to happen, nausea and things, and they're treating that. They're giving him anti-nausea medicine, steroids, other things, as well as whole blood platelets, to try to keep his numbers up as much as they can while his body goes through this, and this, these drugs try to kill off all the bad things, but unfortunately they also take away a lot of the good things too in your body.
I mentioned, and of course everybody knows that this is Iron Bowl week, and I mentioned in a post that of course people are big into the Iron Bowl, the Alabama-Auburn game. It's a huge thing. They're preparing for that game while Peyton is battling leukemia. He has a battle himself. So I want people to think about, while they're thinking about the game or whatever goes into that, to think about Peyton. Here is a young man who's in the hospital being treated for cancer. We want to make sure that we keep the important things in perspective.
It was just never what we thought was going to happen. We got news last Monday that, you know, he had gone to the doctor because he wasn't feeling well. We were concerned it was some lingering effects of a COVID infection he had back in August. And when the doctor called me to tell me what was going on and that he was suffering from severe anemia, you know, the doctor's like, we think just a couple of units of blood will take care of it. It's probably some COVID related things, you know, and it's okay. It'll be okay. And, you know, you kind of go in with that mentality thinking, okay, it's just this, it's not that big a deal. I mean, it's a big deal, but it's not something like cancer, like leukemia. And so it has kind of turned our world upside down. We've been trying to figure out game plan, how we're going to deal with it. Because of COVID, there's a lot of protocols with hospitals where they only allow one person a day in to visit.
Yes.
Now, thankfully, one person can stay overnight, but it isn't. This person can come in now and another person can come in later. So we're having to make those kind of plans as to how we tag team that. And so we were fortunate. The hospital was really nice about letting us both come and stay for the weekend. And so we were there Friday night and Saturday night. So we both stayed, and we're, you know, working out these plans a little bit at a time as to how we're going to do this, but also keeping up with Gina is a school teacher and taking a leave of absence. I have a job here in Huntsville, and thankfully I can work remotely, but, you know, I'm spending time when I'm actually at home because I can't be in the room with him. There's no point in me necessarily being there. I'm going to go work some. And so we're just having to really change the way we approach our everyday lives. You know, obviously it's not only the Iron Bowl this weekend, but it's Thanksgiving. And, you know, even with all the other things going on with COVID, we were, you know, still planning some things with Thanksgiving with family and having it outdoors, and that's just kind of changed. So there's been a lot of changes very rapidly, and we've had to adjust on the fly. But, you know, thankfully, you know, we recognize that there's a lot of other things at play here. God's at work. We've got a lot of people. We have had so many offers of people to do things, you know, and right now we're still trying to figure out what is it we need people to do, other than pray and just be there. And people are doing what they can. We've got a lot of people reaching out. You know, I had a guy from church actually call me Friday morning and said, look, I know you've got family in the Birmingham area, but I've got plenty of Marriott points. If you need a hotel room, just call me. I'll get it for you. A friend of Peyton lives in Birmingham. She called and said, y'all can use my apartment. I've got a friend who'll let me go stay with them. So just come stay at my place. So, you know, we're still trying to figure out all those things and how we're going to deal with it. And it's still all raw. It's still very numb. Trying to figure out what I'm doing and when, and how to keep distracted enough to not think about the negative things. You know, we hear cancer, leukemia, we tend to think negative things. You know, how to keep focused, how to keep, you know, keep my, you know, mind in the right place, keep on the positive thoughts.
When someone needs our help, when someone needs support, they need a team around them to rally around them. This is the way it's supposed to work. And although it's happening quickly, I believe that for your family, you've gained not only your church support, but you're gaining support from people that Peyton has gone to school with, people that he's known in the past, and then people who are complete strangers. I like the way that works, because anytime that we're struggling, we need that support system. And it sounds like it's in place for your family pretty quickly.
Yeah. Like I said, people, even before we knew things were going on with leukemia, I had posted some updates. People were responding. I have had the entire team of people that I work with are just like, what can we do? They're reaching out to not only to me, but to one of my closest friends to say, what is it we can do? And people that I work with that are my customers have reached out. So it's really great that people are on board. They're jumping in and they're ready to help whenever they can. And I know it's people we don't know, but it really is a blessing. It helps us to recognize the true humanity of people, and that it isn't all about themselves, that even when there's a lot of other things going on, people are willing to stop and do something to help somebody out who needs help. And so it's been a very big blessing, very heartwarming for us. Her school system has been, you know, they've been really great. Even the teachers, one group of teachers brought stuff by the day. There's others that have said they're bringing things to her this week while she's in Birmingham over the next couple of days. So there's just, you know, lots of people reaching out from every aspect of our lives.
And I want people to know that they can send a card, if they would like to Peyton at the hospital. And he is at UAB Women and Infant Center. And that's Peyton Davis, P-A-Y-T-O-N Davis, room 8243, 1700 6th Avenue South, Birmingham, Alabama, 35233. And I believe that sending a card or a letter would be a great encouragement to Peyton. I know when I was younger, I was much younger than 22 when I was in the hospital, but those cards and letters meant so much to me. I tell people I still have the box of cards and letters that I had from back when I was in the 7th grade. So I know that those things mean a lot to Peyton, and we want to make sure that we do everything we can to keep his spirits up, to keep him encouraged as he faces this battle. And just know he's not alone, but he needs to understand that they are there and feel their presence with the cards and the letters and all the things that people can do to get into the hospital to encourage him.
Yeah, definitely. So I know I've said several things about COVID, but one of the blessings that come out of it is the fact that we've got some great technology that allows us to do some things that we wouldn't have been able to do 5-10 years ago, but things like Zoom and FaceTime and stuff like that. Actually, tomorrow,
a group of his friends are going to get on Zoom with him, and he can interact with them. He can see them. They can see him, talk to him. And we're setting up several things like that for him to be able to have that interaction. Even setting it up with some of the, he has a bunch of little kids at church that he is really big buddies with. There's a lot of little boys that love Pepe, and some of them will talk about, I'm going to grow up and be big like Pepe.
I love that.
Peyton's 6'4" and a big kid. One little boy, I can remember saying something about the fact he said he was eating, he was eating his supper really good. But he wanted to grow up and be big like Pepe. We're trying to do some things like that. Actually, one of the first things he told me after he got to the room at UAB, before we actually got up there, he said, I have a great view of a parking deck. And I went, well, what's great about being able to see a parking deck? He's like, I can stand in the window and see people. And so we actually tested it out Saturday night. My oldest son and his wife came up, and Gina and I went and met them over in that parking lot on that top floor of the parking lot. And once it got just dark enough that, not till it was nighttime, but while the sun was going down, you could see him, he could stand at the window and you could see him and he could see you, and you could talk on the phone or things like that. And I've had some folks that have already talked about the fact of possibly just going down there, going in the parking garage one evening just to be able to see. We're doing a lot to try to keep that positive vibe for him. I think he'll appreciate that more and more as it goes along. But it's really special to have a lot of people, really get involved for him. And you mentioned, I think we talked about earlier about the congregation we attend had a prayer service for him last night, and it was out on Zoom. And I know that the day we got the diagnosis, there's a group of students, and they met early to have a prayer service for him. It's been good. He likes those interactions. He's developed a lot of great friends, and we want him to continue to have those opportunities and to have the encouragement, the direct encouragement. So anything and everything is great for him.
Well, I love the idea of people gathering there to let him know from a distance there in the parking deck that he's loved and that people care about him. And I'm going to stay posted on that. And of course, Phil, you have the Mark White Show behind you, as well as so many other people who are backing your family during this time. And you know that you can reach out anytime, and anything I can do, please let me know. And I'm going to follow that group. And as I see things that are happening, then I want to keep people posted, because I know there are a lot of people right now who are praying for Peyton, and you know that support's there, and we want to keep them updated so that they're able to follow this big guy on his journey.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McLean. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We're talking to Phil Davis. He is the father of Peyton Davis, who is a senior at Auburn University, but currently battling leukemia at UAB Medical Center. Phil and his family have started a group to keep people updated on Peyton's situation. Phil, if you would share about that group.
I started a Facebook group that you're associated with now. It's called Keep Grinding PayPay. And that there's a story behind that. The fact is that Peyton, you know, during his time frame as a student, you know, we've gone through a lot of different little things, little bumps along the road, and so, you know, I try to give him these little pieces of encouragement, little pieces of motivation. And when I went to shut down his computer Thursday at his condo, I noticed that there was a sticky on the screen, and it had all of his assignments that he had coming up, all of his exams coming up, and then at the bottom it had Silsters words of motivation. So he likes to call me Filster. That's his nickname for me. And these words of motivation are things that he knows I'm going to say, depending on the circumstance, depending on what's going on. And those, there were three things listed there. And the first one is go fight, win. You got to go, you got to fight if you're going to win. And so, you know, when it comes test time, things like that, that's kind of the thing I tell him. Go fight, win. And when he would be getting busy and getting weighed down, we'd talk about just keep on grinding. Just keep grinding. And then finally, the last one was when the bad things happen, you know, well, you can't fix it. So I would tell him, you can't fix the past. You gotta take care of what's ahead of you. And that's kind of the attitude he's had. And so the idea, me and my best friend talk about him, and we talk about the fact that that's what he is. He's a grinder. He grinds at these things. He just keeps working at it, working at it, working at it. And so that seemed to be a really good hashtag, was keep grinding Pepe. And I started this Facebook group there today, so that, you know, all these people have been responding to all the posts that we've been putting on Facebook. And I figured, you know, it'd be better to have one central place if people want to know what's going on. If they miss out on something, they can find out real quick. And, I mean, just in a matter of, you know, about 5 hours, we're up over 270 people. I've got people constantly sending me, you know, add me. I got to the point that Facebook said, you can't add any more people today.
It is a private group, so I believe there's a different setup for how people can get into the group, but it has been shared, so people can, they have to have somebody let them in when it's a private group.
Right, and you know, we've been trying to keep things on a positive, you know, even in one of my very first Facebook posts about this, you know, I told people, I said, we appreciate the prayers, we appreciate your comments. We just don't want a lot of questions because we don't know. In terms of this group, yeah, if people go in and request to be a part of it, me and my wife and a couple of other people are moderators, and we'll let people in just to make sure we don't get anybody in that we just wouldn't want to be in there, that would be in there to be negative.
You want to put information out there and you want the prayers, but then at the same time, you have to have some control over it.
Sometimes it's to the point that I go and look and somebody sends me I get a thing that says somebody's asking for access. And by the time I get there, they've already been added. So people are being added real quickly. it's growing. And like I said, a lot of great support there. Just people are reaching out. One of my old bosses who has become a good friend, but we don't get to stay in touch as much, but she reached out tonight and said, hey, I know there's lots of people bugging you, but can you please add me to the group? And I sent her back and I sent her the link and I said, you're not bothering me at all. I appreciate it.
That's great.
And so we're glad to add people in that want to know about it. And we kind of thought too, it's nice, you know, instead of us constantly peppering Facebook in general with that, if you want to know about it, we're going to let you know about it. And so it kind of helps if people, you know, I've got other people I know out there that are dealing with bad things, and, you know, I don't want to take away from their stuff. So this way we kind of have a way to kind of control what's being posted, what's going out. But we also make sure that if you want to know what's going on, we can get you all the information.
Sounds good to me, Phil. And people can go to Keep Grinding PayPay. And that's all one complete thought. Keep Grinding PayPay, P-A-Y-P-A-Y, on the group. You can find it on The Mark White Show. I just shared it. Now it's up to 294 people that are members in the group. And I'm sure there's many more people who will want to follow. And if you're a listener and you want to follow Peyton Davis's journey, then I encourage you to do that. Please continue to pray for Peyton and the family, Gina, Phil, Patrick, and his wife, and those who are closest to Peyton as he battles leukemia there at UAB Medical Center. Phil, I appreciate you taking time with me today to share so that listeners can hear about Peyton's journey, get a little more insight into what's going on, and be a part of your family, really.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. I wasn't sure exactly how well everything would hold together. You know, there are the moments that emotions take over and it's overwhelming, but it's just so great to know that people care, that people are engaged and they're concerned. And so we've been really blessed by the outpouring of folks already. And we just appreciate it. We appreciate all the prayers on his behalf. And we have confidence that he can be healed and that God is in control. And that's the thing that it's helping us to focus, helping us to recognize that it isn't all about us, but that God's actively working in so many little small ways. We tend to forget the little things, but that God is doing. And you know, we ask that you not only pray for Peyton, but for the doctors, the nurses, all these people these fine people, I mean, outstanding group of folks there. Our nurses have been phenomenal. The doctor is just really great, very personable, willing to answer any and all questions. And the rest of the staff has just been really good there at UAB. So we have definitely been blessed.
And if Peyton has a chance to hear this, Peyton, this is Mark White from The Mark White Show. And I know a lot of your friends and your family. We're in your corner, buddy. We're here for you. We're praying for you. We're going to support you however we can. You stay tough, stay strong. You have a lot of people outside of your family and friend net that love you and care about you now, and they want you to recover and get better. And we're thinking about you through this chemo treatment, and we hope that you come out on top of this thing and stronger than ever, buddy. I do wish you and Gina well as you continue to monitor the situation and be there for your son.
Well, I appreciate it, Mark.
You're most welcome. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Phil.
Thank you.
Folks, we've been talking to Phil Davis. He's the father of Peyton Davis. Peyton is battling leukemia. 22-year-old guy, 6'4", big guy, senior at Auburn University, 10 hours from graduation. He's battling leukemia right now in Birmingham. We want to continue to pray for him. As the father said, as Phil said, the medical team and his family and friends as well. Anything that we can do, we want to try to find a way to support this family. So I hope that you'll be encouraged by this and that you'll find your purpose in helping Peyton during his cancer battle. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington and Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.